Okay, we continue our look at how to study the Bible. The last time, seems like a long time ago, we began the segment on observation and interpretation, and as we've said throughout this series, observation is discovering what a passage says, which of course is absolutely necessary to interpretation, which is the discovery of what it means. There is no possible way that you can know what it means if you do not know what it says. And the only way we know what a passage says is to observe it. To observe, again, it's common sense that when we read, we must observe, but it's almost shocking how little we do observe many times when we read. So observation is the act of taking notice. It's noticing. It's noticing words. It's noticing how those words are placed. It's beholding with attention. And if we're not careful, we can read something without really paying much attention. That should never, of course, be the case with the Word of God. To observe is, of course, the act of seeing things as they are, not seeing things as we wish them to be, or as we think they should be, but seeing things as they are. And it's very important, of course, when reading the Scriptures that we see things as they are, not as how we think it should be, or whether or not it lines up with our theology. Just simply see things as they are. I believe part of this observation is the ability to grasp and comprehend. Again, if we do not observe what it says, it's pretty hard to imagine that we will grasp or comprehend without seeing what it says. So observation, of course, is extremely important. And I believe it's something that we have to train ourselves in when it comes to reading the Scriptures. Because, again, if we're not careful, we will read, especially verses that we're somewhat familiar with, we have a tendency to read them without paying a whole lot of attention to what it really says. It's the same when we sing songs. We become so familiar with a song that we really cease to pay attention to what it is we're singing or what the song really says. And this, of course, is always a danger. We want to look at three things concerning observation. I believe there's three steps. The observation of the whole, which we'll begin to look at today, which is basically just an overview observation. It's just reading a passage of Scripture through. Then there's the observation of the parts, where you begin to look at specific words. You begin to notice the framework of what a passage, the framework of a passage of Scripture. And then lastly, there's the observation of the details. That is, really observing the content of what we're reading. So consider the observation of the whole. Again, just an overview or general observation. One cannot truly say that they have studied the Word of God if they never get past just an overview observation. That's not study. But it is, I believe, that's where study begins. But of course, we need to go beyond just an overview, a general observation of a verse or passage of Scripture. When we read a passage of Scripture, we should have an overview observation, just reading it. There are certain things that we ought to notice. Observation of the whole is looking for the plain sense of what is written. It's not looking for anything that is hidden. That's more into the details, and hidden is not the right word. But an observation of the whole is looking for the plain sense of what is written. It's seeing the obvious. You read something through, there are obvious things that you'd see just reading it. And the observation of the whole, again, is seeing the obvious, such as people, such as places, events. These are obvious things. When you read a verse, you see a name, that's an obvious thing. You see a certain event, that's a very obvious thing. It doesn't require digging. It doesn't require searching. That's what we mean by an overview of the whole. Observing and identifying the obvious makes the other parts, that which isn't so obvious, more easily discovered. Once we discover the obvious, we begin also to recognize the parts that aren't as obvious. So a general observation or an overview observation is when we read a passage straight through, we do not stop, we just read it straight through. And in so doing, we make note. There are things that we automatically see. I mean, if you read a whatever it is, the newspaper or the Word of God, you read something and you make no observations, that can hardly even be said to be reading. And people can do that. You can read something and hardly make an observation at all. So there has to be an overview observation. As we've already said, it's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together. It would be very difficult to put a puzzle together if you never saw the picture on the box. It would be very difficult. You usually set the box on the table and you constantly are looking at that picture on the box. And the more you look at that picture, the more you see. That's true with the Word of God. The more you read a verse of Scripture through, the more you observe. And we've all had this experience. We read a verse through and we see something we didn't see yesterday. Well, that's the same with looking at the picture on the box. So again, this overview observation is extremely important. I believe if we're going to study a verse of Scripture, we need to just read it through 5, 10, 15 times. Just read it through and write down general observations. And I believe it's important in training ourselves to observe, to write them down. After a while, you don't need to, but in training ourselves to observe, it's good to just write down general observations, and you'd be amazed at what you observe by just reading a passage through without stopping. But again, that's not where Bible study stops. It's where it begins. We must not stop with just a general observation. So, again, back to the puzzle. Looking at the picture on the box prepares us for putting the pieces together. So it is with reading a verse of Scripture through without stopping. It prepares us to be able to put the pieces together. And we can think of a word as a piece. It is a piece of a puzzle. And every word has its place. And every word fits in its place, just like a puzzle. You can't just move words around and fit them anywhere. It doesn't work that way, just like with a puzzle. So again, it's in preparation for putting the pieces together. By looking at the picture on the box, we obtain a general idea of the subject matter of the puzzle. Just looking at the picture, you get a general idea of the subject matter. And reading a passage of Scripture without stopping, just making a general overview, you should get a general idea of the subject matter. We must always be aware of the subject. I mean, how can we discover meaning if we don't even know the subject? So, again, just a general observation should make us somewhat aware of the subject that is being written about or spoken about. By looking at the picture in the box, initial impressions are made. Immediately, an initial impression is made. And we begin to become familiar with the subject. And the more you look at that picture or the more you read a verse, the more familiar you are becoming with the subject matter of the verse. So again, I believe in starting, if you're going to study a verse or study a chapter or a book as far as that goes, you need to read it through several times. You say, well, that's somewhat boring. No, it's not at all. Because the more you read, whether it be one verse or whether it be a chapter, the more you see. I almost guarantee if you read it through a second time, you'll see something you didn't see the first time. And if you read it through the third time, you'll see something you didn't see the second time. Because so, general observation, we're becoming more and more familiar with the subject. And again, we obtain a general idea of where all the pieces are going to fit. So how do we do this? How do we make this general observation? Again, we have to pay attention to what we're reading. We read it through several times. You begin to see a theme as you read it through, just as if you were looking at the picture on the puzzle box. You not only see the main subject or the main theme, you begin to pick out sub-themes also. And that's how it is with the Word of God. For example, if we turn to John chapter 6 and verses 37 through verse 40. Just reading this through. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up the last day. Now just reading that through without stopping to think about what you've read, it's not difficult to observe that the main subject is the mission of Jesus Christ. That's the subject of those verses. And we get that by just reading it through. And by reading it through, and then you begin to You note initial impressions. You read it through a second time. You note some more initial impressions. You read it through a third time. You note some more impressions. And by doing this, you're now able to form somewhat of an outline of verses 37 through verse 40. Now, outlines are very important. They're very, very important because an outline is simply drawing out what is there. It's drawing out what is there in a logical and systematic way. It's very, very important in studying the Scriptures. It's very important in putting lessons together or messages together. And someone will say, well, that's your opinion. No, you read the Bible. The Bible outlines itself. And outlines are very important because it provides order. The Bible isn't just chaos. It's order. It's systematic. And as you read a passage through several times, you can form a general outline in your mind of that passage. That is, again, it's not putting in what's not there. It's drawing out what is there. And it's drawing out what is there in a logical and systematic way. And when something is put in a logical and systematic way, it's much easier to understand than when it's just hodgepodge. So, outline is very, very important. And we are able to outline by observing. If you don't observe, it's pretty difficult to make an outline. So we'll look some more next week at some examples of what we're talking about. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we again thank you, Lord, for this day. Again, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us access to your word. And Lord, we just pray that you'd help us to desire to study your word. Lord, that you would give us more and more ability to study your word every single day, to draw out what you've placed there. Lord, we pray that you'd help us today to worship you in a way that would bring honor and glory to your name. For those that are lost, Lord, we pray that you would speak to their hearts and open their hearts to salvation. Lord, that you would save a lost soul today. Lord, for your children, we pray that you would just draw us closer to thee. Help us, Lord, to go from here to be more like thee in our everyday life. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.